This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
The Celtics improved to 17-6 on the road. They actually have a better record on the road than they do at home. They made 20 threes, 12 more than Dallas, and a 122-107 win. They stay six games back in Cleveland for the top spot in the East.
Yeah, turn it up. Sunday morning, yes. KJWEEI, good Sunday to you. Celtics win 122-107. And I have to start off by apologizing because sometimes Sunday morning is about forgiveness. Last time I was here, like 4 years ago, I was like, you know what? Maybe you consider Kristaps Porzingis as someone that you might have to make a shock and awe type deal. $46 million due in a couple years. Look, I have to apologize, and here's why. If there's no Kristaps Porzingis on this team, there's no chance for the Celtics to have any type of inside game when they go up against Cleveland or Milwaukee once you get into the playoffs. If there's no Kristaps Porzingis, this team is probably out after two series. Look, I know in sports talk, sometimes you just go with your chest. I was going off about Porzingis, about just having absolutely just blustered bad numbers a few games ago, Sacramento, the Oklahoma City game, and so forth. Now, look, I think it's kind of embarrassing for the NBA to put its NBA Finals replay on at 5:30 Eastern. Like, this is why the NBA suffers. But part of it also is, if the Celtics were more dominant or on an 8 or 10 game win streak, the network could not ignore putting them on at night versus let's do Jaws 15 and LeBron versus Steph all over again. So there's a part of me that's like, look, I think the Celtics will be able to answer the call when it comes in the playoffs. It'd just be a tougher call than what it was last year, but I think anybody would have a tougher call than what it was last year. But the other part of it is, for the entire league, For the entire NBA, you talk about the league that does not celebrate its champion. I mean, if you look at the NFL, oh my God, you would think that they had a third testicle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Hockey, it varies, but you see what I'm saying? If you're talking about the big sports, I mean, look, they pretty much let the Dodgers create their own salary cap in Major League Baseball. Like, if you don't think that the Dodgers aren't going to be somewhere near World Series next year, I can show you waterfront property in Elmira, New York. That's on the ocean. But the Celtics, which again, if you heard at the very end, they're 17-6 on the road. That's going to be the difference, because when I look at teams in terms of like what are they going to be when they get to the playoffs? If they're hovering around 500 on the road and they're decent at home, I'm concerned because at some point you're going to have to know how to win on the road. And this has a lot to do with your role players, right? But at the same time, when you're not doing very well at home, here we're kind of, this is why we have this angst for the Celtics, kind of like, well, yeah, they should win it all. But it's because of when you go and see them, you know, you figure like, I should be able to go down to the Garden, see a Celtics domination win by at least 8 or 10 and enjoy the spend that I made that was kind of considerable to be here. But they get it done on the road. And for that, I can't sneeze at them. Now, look, if Luka was with the Mavs yesterday, I think you get a different result, but I think it's just a closer game. I don't know necessarily if the Celtics lose that game, but this really wasn't a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. This was a Celtics team trying to get its bearings after the Lakers game, and then you've got a Dallas team that's really Kyrie and the Mavs, and Kyrie's getting up there in age. So Porzingis out there flashed so much, and that's what it's going to take. Now, my concern is, will the feet hold up? What happens when you get up against a team with plenty of size like Cleveland in a seven-game series? I've made the argument, like, what do you believe is more likely to happen, that the Celtics just can light it up for three consistently over a seven-game series, or does Cleveland just absolutely dominate from inside over a four-game series? My slight lean is towards Cleveland, just because look at the three-point volume shooting for the Celtics is really obscene compared to the rest of the league. Just yesterday, 30 more three-pointers attempted than what Dallas did. 30 more. And I just my concern is, and this maybe my basketball teaching was very limited, that the closer you get to the basket, the easier the shots are to make. And that if you start missing from outside and you can't hit it, you just don't know what foolery may play off in the playoffs. Suddenly they might have, Zach Coe, thanks so much for being here, producing. Maybe Cleveland decides they open the windows in the arena on games when the Celtics are playing and allow some of that lakefront breeze to come in. Like, wait, I never knew this was going to be. Cleveland's going to play their games in an open-air stadium, you know. So I'm concerned. I think I see what the Celtics are doing. I think they tell themselves, if we can knock down 20 threes a game, that's 60 points, and we figure that we can get the other 60 easily, or maybe even 45 easily. And that's how, it's kind of a genius math to get to, but what happens when the Celtics only hit maybe 11 of those threes? When they go 11 for 50, or they go 13 for 50? We've seen that happen. It felt like everything was being missed in that Lakers game. Now, you saw some being made towards the end of the Lakers game, but by that time, I was like, damn it, if Bronny scores in this game against the Celtics, I'm going to throw something at my television. I was that pissed at that game. But the Celtics turn it around. And I think the other part of it is when Drew Holiday is not showing up, it either means if the Celtics win, that means that Tatum and Brown overarched, and so did probably Porzingis. But when he does show up, everybody can kind of be a relaxed self. And look, Tatum 24, Porzingis 18, Holiday 17, Derek White 23, and Jaylen Brown 22. Like, if you gave me those Celtics all the time, and keep in mind, you really got nothing from the bench in terms of scoring. Pritchard only had 6 points, so did Al Horford, so did Sam Hauser. Horford, I think, had four or five points. So if you can get that type of line where Drew Holiday can get in there and get you 12 to 17, 12 to 18, I might as well make it 12 to 20, between 12 and 20 points per game, it then takes away for any other deficiencies that may have gone on. Look, Derek White shot okay from outside, 7 for 16, but he was 4 for 10 from outside. So somebody's going to have not the greatest of shooting games, and you can make up that with a Drew Holiday, 5 for 10 from 3. I know that can kind of be the anomaly. If there's a person I take my hat off to, actually, in all of this, and you're going to be shocked when I say their name, Zach, is Luke Kornet. Now, here's what's crazy. Luke Kornet may prevent Celtics from having to go find another big body. And that's what I thought they were going to do, maybe like you find like a Mason Plumlee or what have you. But Luke Kornet can get in there and be who he's going to be. Look, over his last time, his last 10, he is who he is. 5 points, 5 rebounds a game in his last 10. And his career, he's like 5 points and like 4 rebounds a game. So Joe Mazzulla is like, you know what? Luke Kornet, I know what I'm going to get from him time in, time out, without having, obviously, to run the offense through him, 10 rebounds last night. And kind of can make up for Tatum having to be the leading rebounder virtually in every game. So with Kornet out there, you take your hat off, because, and this is what I said about Joe Mazzulla when he became the head coach. He would understand what the person would have to be that's down the line on the bench. Like, what could their contribution ultimately be? Like, Peyton Pritchard was kind of like that first project. Like, look, you're going to be the most important guy coming off the bench for us. I think Peyton Pritchard has probably run away sixth man of the year. But now then you say, okay, Luke Kornet is now this guy being developed in where you're like, okay, they went and got Tillman last year. Tillman hasn't been in the mix. Quaita, you're trying to figure out, like, he's flash, but Kornet has consistently been who he is. And when you have someone who can be consistently who they are, you know how to work within that frame. And I think that's going to be only positive moving forward. Excuse me, it is 9 a.m. That, okay, Al Horford doesn't have to put all this taxing on his body. Al Horford doesn't have to be the one in there banking for rebounds and so forth. Al Horford doesn't have to be dependent on as much like he was last season when, you know, Porzingis is down. So now Al Horford can play at a rate where it's like, okay, look, we know how super beneficial you're going to be in the playoffs, but we're also going to need another third body who can do this. This is what I talked about. And at one point, I didn't know if Kornet could be that guy. I would say, yes, Kornet can be that guy, because consistently he's been that guy coming off the bench where it's not like, hey, we need you for scoring. We just need you to be you. And he's been able to over-index that. I mean, damn, he had 5 assists. Look at him dropping the mini dimes there. So I like what I see moving forward with the Celtics. I can get over the Lakers loss and what had happened and so forth. 617-779-7937. Text line is the same number. It's KJ. Look, we're going to talk about the NFL. We talk about the Patriots and Josh McDaniels being named the offensive coordinator. The talk of Tyreek Hill. And I will just give you a little refresher course of why I don't know if that puzzle piece will fit in New England, because based on how people operate and think. But right now, let's go ahead and trend with Zach Coe.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. It's KJ Carson on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Joe, is gaining consistency, has that become an issue? Like, how do you guys become more consistent, even if you lose tonight? You play maybe a better game as opposed to just kind of up and down.
Yeah, I think it's just the process. You know, what did we do well? Whether you win or lose, just trying to focus on that. That's how you gain the consistency regardless of the result.
KJWEEI, good Sunday to you. Remember, we've got both the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship here this afternoon on WEEI. Not right away. So maybe if you've got your rosary beads out, we got to get into that. Who would have thought that all of New England probably pulling for Buffalo? Oh, okay, that doesn't even come out of my lips correct. All because nobody here wants to see the Chiefs win 3 in a row. I mean, that conversation is going to be pretty interesting considering if the Chiefs do win 3 in a row. That's still to come. Plus, we're 10 minutes away from NBA crypto. Talking Celtics, that's Joe Mazzulla saying, look, whether winning or losing, you'd want to see this team, the Celtics, especially now, do the right things in games because, and this is my belief, if you're a champion, there are things that you should not be doing because you are a champion, right? Like, you do not want to show your opponents any weaknesses that you have. You want to be able to show that you can do everything well. Defense, passing, rebounding, execution, rotations, that includes the coaching as well. That's why just in the last break I said, look, Luke Kornet may actually be the answer for that third big that I thought that the Celtics would need between Porzingis' feet and Al Horford probably having more frequent flyer miles on that body than probably anybody in the NBA, not named LeBron. Like, to put in perspective, Zach Coe, when Al Horford played in the national championship with Florida, I was working in Atlanta. I'd been married for 16 years. And that's since I've moved from Atlanta. That puts it in perspective how long Al Horford has been in this league longer than I've been married. And that's a talent that just beat me this long and working in this industry. But the Celtics, and I think part of the things of doing things right is going to Porzingis in the post when you need that inside basket. Two, Drew Holiday really, really stepping into his offense, right? Like, don't worry about deferring to the other ones because your points are going to be needed. And as your points drop, there's less of a demand on Tatum and Brown, which leads to three, not forcing Tatum and Brown to have to try and run to the paint, end of the game, trying to get buckets or calls. Because even though I think they were trying to put it away, and I did like seeing this towards the end of the game, even you felt like I've always felt like the game wasn't in the balance, even though it dropped down to 13 because, you know, Dallas hit a couple of threes, missed a couple of layups going to the basket. You know, I had good defense. I'm not going to say that, you know, Tatum was fouled. It was just good defense going to the basket. But I like at least these guys are still trying to do that to finish out the game instead of constantly sticking to the three. Now, if your shot is open, your shot is open. Look, I can never knock a guy who's in the NBA who knows how to knock down a 25-foot three-point shot. I'm not going to knock him. But in terms of doing the right things, I think a really good test comes for them tomorrow night here when the Rockets and M.A. come to town. Now, please be respectful to M.A. M.A. never dribbled a basketball. Maybe a polite clap, but if you get into the others, you know what I mean? Like, people try to be in it. Look, M.A. has done an amazing job with this Houston team, and this is going to be a real test because I think the Celtics can no longer be just a mediocre team or an okay team at home. This is where you kind of have to put that foot on the gas. And I've said, look, 17-6 on the road. If you look at where Milwaukee is an under 500 team on the road. So for me, it's like they still have to figure some things out. At least the Celtics, I think, have things figured out on the road. So you've got Houston, and then Wednesday you've got Chicago. look, Chicago's this been this pebble in the shoe for the Celtics. So you've got two back-to-back games where you can really make a statement about this team before you go on the road at the end of the month where you're at New Orleans. That is a weird schedule. You go to New Orleans and then at Philly, like 2 days, like what flights don't work correctly? Well, I don't know what that's about. But then you got Cleveland. You're at Cleveland on February 4th. So this would be a great time to be able to say, all right, we're now going to present what looks to be the championship Celtics that you have to beat on the way to the NBA Finals. And if you can do it, I would say in this stretch here, probably take it out to February 8th where you're at New York. That's going to be another one as well. So look, Philly with Embiid, you don't know what's going on with them. New Orleans is New Orleans, even though they caused the problem. That's what's crazy. It's like, wait a minute, like New Orleans was a nail-biter game. You did lose to Philly. You know, Cleveland is who Cleveland is. You've got Dallas again, and then at New York. So by February 8th, I think if this team that you saw yesterday can continue to kind of be a facsimile of this team going through to the rest of, right till about the All-Star break, then I would say the conversation about the Celtics being the prohibitive favorite can be that statement again. Right now, they're still the favorite, right? No one's really coming off that money just because the East is pretty. It's interesting. It's unproven. And then we'll get into that in NBA crypto here in a couple minutes. But at the end of the day, I still say that the Celtics are the favorite. Prohibitive, I'm not so sure because of A, who they will see in the West, and B, some of these teams that have been able to get under their skin here in the East. Let's see what New York looks like, right? And then you've got to see what happens when you see Cleveland again here in about a week or so. I think with Tatum and Brown, you know, I know there was some noise about like what Brown is not doing everything. I think you have to realize that these guys are expected to be 20-point a game guys every night. And when they drop under, you feel it. But when they have it, it has to be others that are doing it as well. So I apologize to Porzingis. You know, I know last week I said, you know, like maybe this is a guy you consider to make the shock and awe trade. Maybe you get another, someone like a Vucevic in a draft pick or something like that. But, you know, again, if this is what the team is going to be, what it looked like yesterday, then this is the team that I'd say that that team yesterday is not the team that you could beat. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your calls and text here shortly. Let me get to the Knicks, because the Knicks are interesting. The Knicks clearly have built themselves to beat the Celtics. And like I said, mark that February 8th game. It's going to be a national game, 8:30 on ESPN. And this is really going to be the true test of Porzingis. This cannot be this is a game that Porzingis gets rest. Like, no, this is the game that you have to show that if Karl Anthony Towns can withstand what Porzingis provides in defense. Like, to me, that is the showdown waiting to happen, the climax that you need to see, that if Karl Anthony Towns can do a number on Porzingis. Like, I kind of throw away the earlier game with the Knicks at the start of the season where it was just kind of like, yeah, nobody's like, if you told me that, like, yeah, that Knicks team, they're going to struggle. Yeah, don't know what they got and everything like that. They can't shoot from outside. Like, yeah, this Knicks team is like one of the best three-pointing shooting teams in the league. And I'm like, I would have never guessed that. So this is I can't wait for that matchup because, one, it's going to be just absolutely crazy on-the-road environment in New York. Plus, New York looks completely different than what you saw opening night at home. And is Karl Anthony Towns, because Karl Anthony Towns clearly in the conversation for MVP. I don't know how anybody beats SGA for that, what's going on with Oklahoma, even though they've been struggling. But that's going to be the matchup I want to see. If there is no answer for Karl Anthony Towns in that game February 8th, then I would have to back off saying that the Celtics are the prohibitive favorite, because right now, if the playoffs started, the Knicks and the Celtics would be a semifinals matchup. And it's like, you know what? You don't want to see your toughest opponent until you get to the conference finals, because anything can happen. But that'd be kind of tough to do right there. All right, still to come, we'll talk about the Bruins yesterday. Also, the Patriots and Josh McDaniels hire earlier this week. Tyreek Hill talk. But now, let's do a little NBA crypto.
Bang, zoom. Gonna be in the moon.
$1.
Thank you, Lewis.
Gonna be in the moon.
$1.
Thank you, Lewis.
$1.
Gonna be in the moon.
You're selling, Mortimer.
Well, that's ridiculous. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on.
All right, like your crypto bros. Here's how NBA crypto works. If I believe a team is who they are, where they are, I buy it. If I believe they're better or worse, I sell it. And if I think like this is something really good to hold on to at that position, diamond hands. All right, here we go. We'll start in the West. We'll start with the Warriors, who've only won 4 of their last 10. They're in the 11th spot, so they're literally on the outside looking in. They're under 500. I'm going to buy the Warriors missing this 7-10 playoff because I just don't know what they've got. The Kings at 10, they've lost 2, but they've won 7 of their last 10. Look, they lost by 23 to the Knicks last night. Yeah, this is a team that's about 10th in the West. I could buy that. You know, the Mavericks, who you just saw yesterday, that is a shell of the NBA Finals team that we saw last year. It's almost kind of a sad story, A, that the NBA Finals rematch is shown at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, you can't even sniff prime time for that. And, I'm selling that the Mavericks are even this good. I think they're worse. Sell the Mavericks at 9. I don't think they get to the play-in tournament.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
Now, with all the talk about meritocracy and everything, what are the Suns, right? I can't, like, you have, like, clearly $100 million in talent in three roster spots, and this team is in 8th. They've won 7 of their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. So guess what? Diamond hands on them because the Suns are doing something kind of sneaky that might have them better than what they are. Hold on to that. The Timberwolves are at 7. They're trying to turn the ship around. They're just an average team. They surprised the Nuggets yesterday. I think Anthony Edwards is starting to turn some things around, but I'm not so sold on them being better than 7 at this point. So I'm going to hold and buy them at 7. Now, this is the strangest of all the teams in the West, the Clippers. They're below 500 on the road. They're incredible at home. They've won 2 in a row. They're there are several games over 500, but it just doesn't feel like it. Tyronn Lue, whatever he does, it works. So I'm going to actually sell the Clippers being this low. I think they're a little bit too low.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
Because I think the Lakers at 5 are a bit of fool's gold. Look, they've won 3 in a row. That looks sexy. They beat the Warriors last night, but who's not beating the Warriors? They're 3 games under 500 on the road. They do well at home. But if they don't make a move to get somebody else, I don't know how the Lakers stay where they are. So I'm selling the Lakers as the 5th best team in the West.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
You know who the Nuggets are? The Nuggets are the woman who knows they look good and standing in a room and just don't care. And look, they don't buy a drink. They don't have to dance. And they will enjoy themselves and have the same amount of money in their pocket as when they came to the club. Look, at them 4, look, they've won 8 of their last 10. They're just as good as they are on the road as they are at home. So they're the market consistency. I am buying this team as top 4 team in the West. Now, here's some real diamond hands for you. The Memphis Grizzlies at 3. They've won 6 in a row, 8 of their last 10. Can you name 3 guys on this team? They're incredible the way they work together. And they're not so young anymore. So Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, Ja Morant, you've heard nothing about off court. Luke Kennard, like this, they have got shooters, they have got bangers, they have got size, they have got attitude. I'm giving the Grizzlies diamond hands. This might be the team that upsets the people. M.A. Udoka's got the Rockets at 2 in the West. Whatever M.A. touches turns to gold. Interpret that how you like. They've won 8 of their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. They go up against the Celtics tomorrow night. It's going to be a fascinating matchup. They're incredible on the road and at home. They're just as good, so the consistency is there. It's going to be a fascinating game. I'm buying the Rockets as the number 2 team in the West. The Thunder, are they human? You're like, when Chet Holmgren went down, you're like, oh, man. Are they good? Yeah, they're the same. Like, and shoot, can you name 2 people on that team? Because that team is just absolutely just running away with it in the West. They're 6 games above the Rockets. That's absolutely sick. They've lost the game recently. They won 7 of their last 10. Diamond hands on the Thunder. I think you've got to beat them to get out of the West. In the East, it gets interesting. Let me start with the 10 team, the Bulls. The Celtics see them in a couple of games. They've won 2 of their last 10. They've got all this talent on the team, but they know how to upset the right people. They're a 500 team on the road. I guess I guess being at home for them in Chicago is just absolute misery. They are 250 at home. That is absolutely crazy. I'm gonna sell the Bulls being the number 10 team. I don't think this team ends up in that final spot in the 7-10 play-in.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
As they say at Atlanta, it looks like the Hawks be hawking. They've lost 4 in a row. Do you believe, like the last game they won was against the Celtics? They've won 4 of their last 6. They're horrible on the road. They're even worse at home, right? They're bad at home and on the road. And look, a team that doesn't show up that goes that's yo-yo like that, I think this team might be a team that does not make the. I'm gonna hold them. I'm gonna buy them at 9. All right, Jimmy Butler's back with the Heat, but still wants out of there. They're 500 team. They're 500 of their last 10. They're underwater on the road. They're okay at home. I just don't think that this team, like the Heat, have built themselves on being energetic or hanging in spots or hitting their stride at the right time, but that involves Jimmy Butler. I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to be with this team once the season is over. So I'm going to sell the Heat as the number 8 team. I think I see some slippage from them.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
Now, here's a bit of a surprise because they were the early season favorite in some of this NBA crypto. Their stock is dropping tremendously. It's the Orlando Magic. They've only won 3 of their last 10. They're 9-14 on the road. Okay at home. I think the growing pains that they have going will keep them at 7, but kind of a disappointment. So I'm going to buy them being where they are. Now, if you bought early in the Pistons stock at 6, you've got some diamond hands on your hand. Look, they've won 6 of their last 10. The size that they have built can be problematic potentially for the Knicks, say in an open 3-6 matchup. Would they beat the Knicks? I don't believe so, but could they be that pebble in their shoe? Absolutely. Diamond hands on the Pistons because they may even jump to the 5 spot. I could see that. Where you have the Pacers who've been playing yo-yo ball over in France with San Antonio. Like, come on, you lose to San Antonio by 40 the day before because the French guy's home, and then you beat him by 40 the next day. And people say the NBA is... never mind. The Pacers have turned it around. This was a team that struggled earlier in the season. They've stepped it back up. I think this is one of the more dangerous teams to the Celtics. They've won 8 of their last 10. They have beaten the Celtics this year. I'm buying the Pacers now sitting in that 5 spot. The Bucks are a bit of a mystery. They're at 4. They're great at home, underwater on the road, and I'm going to keep an eye on that. Look, they've won 8 of their last 10. I'm going to sell them being the number 4 team because I believe that the Pacers may eventually surpass them.
Turn those machines back on! Turn those machines back on!
All right, you heard me talking about the Knicks earlier. Look, I'm impressed with what they've done. They have the same road and home record. They've won 3 in a row, but only 6 of their last 10. I think this team is going to get hot at the time where you would have to say, watch out for them, because they're putting all their pieces together and they're recognizing that Karl Anthony Towns is the guy for them. Look, Jalen Brunson's a nice piece. Yeah, he's an all-star. But Karl Anthony Towns could get this team to the conference finals. I'm buying the Knicks at 3. Would it be diamond hands to say hold the Celtics at two? They're only two games ahead of the Knicks for the three spot. Look, of course, you hear me talk. They're 17-6 on the road, but 15-8 at home. I know there are other teams that would kill to have that, but if you look at the Bucks have a better road at home, and the Magic have a better, almost have the same exact record at home as well. So the Celtics need to get better at home to be able to show that they are really the champions. I'm holding them at two. I got to give them diamond hands on my team. The Cavs, man, look, they are human. They've lost three straight. They've only won five of their last 10. So some things are starting to come to fruition in terms of coming down to size. They're only 4.5 games ahead of the Celtics. But I've got to hold them still as the number one team in the East and probably the team to beat. Even though I think the Celtics will beat them, I am going to buy the Cavs as the number one team in the East right now. And I guess part of my laughter about that is them falling to grace at the end of the season. And that's NBA Crypto. 617-779-7937. Text line is the same number, KJWEEI. We get to Patriots here in about 15 minutes. Talk Bruins next. Thanks for hanging out.
We're right back to it. KJ Carson on WEEI. WEEI. WEEI.
The Boston Bruins came to life in the third period. They scored three unanswered goals. Jeremy Swayman and the Bruins, home sweet home, baby. 10-1-1 in their last 12 on Garden Ice. And the Bruins sweep the season series against the Avalanche. Your final today, Bruins 3, Avalanche 1.
And Rich Keefe saved the day. KJ here on WEEI. Good Sunday to you. Thank you so much for hanging out. We'll talk Bruins here in a second. 617-779-7937. Here's what's funny about the Rich Keefe situation, because now, as the Bruins now suddenly do better, it reminds me of when I would get the ass whippings when I would bring home an F report card. Right? Look, you may think of whatever you want to think about corporal punishment. I'm from a different time, not that long ago. But sometimes when someone whips you in the ass, it can work. It works, right? Like, it works. That's all I'm saying. It works. All right, let's go to Jay. Jay, thanks so much for calling WEEI. Talking Bruins. Go ahead. You're on WEEI.
Hey, KJ, the lunch pail crew working on a Sunday. Tough dude. Thank you.
You got it.
Anyway, yeah, I was always in trouble. My ass was usually worked over many times, but that's another story.
Yeah,
you mentioned the one key term in your talk about the Celtics that's good for any professional team, and that's consistency.
Yeah,
the Bruins can beat the Panthers, the Lightning, the Avalanche, and they lose to the Lightning. Give me a break. They lose to the Islanders. The Islanders. That's bull. The consistency is the key, but as I say, go ahead, KJ. Yeah.
No, go ahead. You finish your thought.
All right. Anyway, if they want to win a championship, they've got to prove it. And I think they have the nucleus. I believe they have the nucleus to win a championship. But I'll leave you with this, KJ, and I wish you would put me on hold when you leave me because I don't have streaming. But I'll leave you with this. What are the top athletes in the professional sports? Who are the top athletes, the best athletes? Are they basketball, football, hockey, or soccer? Who are the best athletes?
Oh, gosh. If you're really putting me on an international perspective, it would be the soccer player, because the soccer player is running about 7 or 8 miles a game. That's just, you know, like, if you put, like, look, and Jay, I'll put you on hold if you want to listen. If we're just going to play that, like, one would say the football player because the hits they have to take. One would say the basketball player because you've got to run up and down the court. One could say the hockey player because you have to balance yourself on ice, on skates. I mean, working those inner muscles. I mean, my goodness, like those guys could probably do the Austin Power gold member stretches. If you've ever seen any of the Austin Powers, they probably stretch like gold member. But if you ask me, soccer, there's just something totally. Now we're talking high level, like we're talking like Premier League soccer. Those guys, people are like, oh, they flop and everything like that. I'm like, go out there and get kicked in the leg with the metal cleat and see if you don't go down. See if you don't bleed. So, yeah, Jay's absolutely right. And yeah, I guess I was absolutely right, too. Consistency is the key. because you're like, hey, you feel good about the Bruins winning yesterday and exactly getting the wins against these big teams, and sometimes they end up being in the West. But really, it comes down to what are the other teams doing as you're playing teams like Minnesota coming up. You've got Winnipeg coming. So those are games like if they lose those games, can you really be upset? But you may be upset because while the Canadiens or the Blue Jackets are probably playing the Kraken three times in one night, all of a sudden, the Bruins will drop out and find themselves in this wild card mix because the wild card mix is absolutely ridiculous. So, look, the Bruins are in that last spot at 56, and then you've got Tampa at the wild card with 55, Columbus 55, Ottawa's 54, the Canadiens 53, and the Rangers are 52, and you play the Rangers twice in the span of a week. So, like, one of the worst things that could happen potentially is, depending if all things stay the same, you play the Rangers on the 1st and the 5th, so Saturday, next Saturday, and then you play them again that Wednesday. If you lose both of those games in regulation, you're handing over 6 points, and if all things are considered, then suddenly the Rangers are in that spot, and now you're sitting in the wild card. So, yeah, Jay's absolutely right, and this kind of, when I get to the Patriots conversation, it goes to the same thing I'm saying, is the Bruins are spending, right? This isn't a case of, like, the Bruins need to spend and go get better players. The question has been, like, have you been getting a return on your spend? And so far, the answer has been no. And I think there's probably been a bottom floor that's hit. And if Rich Keefe is help responsible for that, and suddenly you're going to start putting pictures of Kumbaya, but it means the team wins, then it works. It's the belt to the ass. That's what's happened. So, look. If you play down to the Sabres, people are going to start screaming again, like, oh, man, beating, you know, all these last wins, beating the Avalanche, that meant nothing. Like, you've got to beat the Sabres. If you don't beat the Winnipeg Jets, I'm not mad about that, but you would say, okay, it's a game at home, and if you do play up to your competition, then this should be a game you should be up for. It's those Rangers games that are that you have to keep an eye on, because after that, you're really, outside the Maple Leafs, you're not really seeing anybody in the East, and that's how you're really going to be able to, you know, get that points increase lead, is directly playing the teams that are right behind you. So Columbus is not on the menu. Canadiens are not on the menu anytime soon. Gosh, who's, like, yeah, I'm just trying to see ahead, like, who's a direct person? Probably the Senators again, and then the Lightning, and we're talking till March. So a lot of the Bruins story moving forward is, play your best hockey in front of you and hope for good things to happen for you with these other teams. Tampa slide, Columbus slide, or Ottawa maybe kind of struggle a bit, and Montreal. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to come down to the end. I got to look at some of these updated numbers of, you know, what the playoff scenario looks like. About a week and a half ago, it looked like the Bruins would be that last wild card spot. I mean, look, they're only 1 point away from that, so that's still a possibility. But you don't want to talk about, like, this team as paid as it is, right? Look, this team is not being paid like they're the Columbus Blue Jackets or Ottawa. So you financially, it'd be a disappointment if this team does not get to the playoffs. But if it doesn't get to the playoffs, you'd have to say who on the top tier is getting fired. Right, like that same energy you got Gerard Mayo out of here, it probably needs to be readdressed, because if you pay for this amount of money for this team and they miss the wild card by a point or two, you'll look back over the season and be like, my goodness, like, there's no way you can continue to do this the way you've been doing this. All right, next, we'll get into the Patriots, the hiring of Josh McDaniels. I have a theory of why Josh McDaniels is back, and it's beyond Vrabel. That's next here on WEEI.
The Red Sox Station.
Way back!
Gone! WEEI.
WEEI.
New England Sports Original.
Throughout the entire NFL playoffs, FanDuel takes it to the next level. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. The FanDuel app gives you everything you need for live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/hill. That's FanDuel.com/hill to join today and get started with $300 in bonus bets. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older and present in Massachusetts. First online real money week.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.